I was like, yeah, I gotta go meet down? Nate. Yeah, I wanna take a, okay, a seat over here. John Cockcroft, one of my good friends.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, graduated with him.
Graduated like the same year.
Yep.
Right? Yeah,
yep.
I love Coach Cockcroft.
He's coach what? DBs?
Yeah, corners, I think.
Very nice, very nice. So how's the knee? How you
it's
holding
doing,
up?
It's doing good.
When you think you're gonna get back on the field?
I'm back out there.
You're
now,
out there now?
100%,
good.
So I'm
good to hear. You ready to get on the field and see some time?
Listen, spring was hard.
I'm sure. So what do you see kind of coming from Allen, big football program, yeah, compared to some of the other guys who may come to smaller schools? Mm-hmm. Do you think you had like kind of a smaller gap transition to make, or was
it still
a lot of stuff?
I'm not going to lie. That helped me a lot. Just like the whole concept of how we did things at Allen. Like I said last year, you had to be 10 minutes early, and if you're on time, you're late. So that's what I'm talking about. That, watching film, we watch film every day. Doing like just like the self process of running blitz. Like we run a lot of blitzes, that kind of same kind of blitz circle right here. And, you know, just preparing us for the big games we play and big situation we played in and winning. Like I said last year, we lost 9 games, and that's more games than one season I lost in my whole high school career.
Right.
So
time to turn that around. Yep.
Yeah, so it's definitely time to turn that around. I'm guarantee we're going to do that this year.
What do you think about the defense? You think defensive line looking strong?
We're swarming out there, man.
Good.
The defense is going to get a lot of people hyped in here.
Very nice to hear. What do you think about the whole move to, especially being from Texas?
Yeah.
Talk to some of the guys from California. They're excited about the move to Pac-10. What do you kind of think?
I think there's two things about that. It's just like, for me, I'm from Texas, so it's going to be kind of sad not playing A&M in Texas and Tech. I got a lot of buddies over there. Even Iowa State, one of my best friends goes there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it goes on the other thing. Like, when I play Texas, when I play them, I feel like I can play better because I know the guys across the field.
Yep.
There's so many guys from Cali, and they know we've been playing their cousins and people that know them in high school, so that should make you play better. So I think that'd be better all around for us.
Yep. Get some good visits in there.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah. Go to the beach in California, be all right.
Yep.
So what's the – Coach Hawk talked about the progression of the defensive line from last year. Mm-hmm. You know, Forrest, yourself, you know, freshman thrown, I mean, playing Texas last year.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sure, an eye-opening experience. How's the progression been? Is it going to be a better unit this year than last year?
Definitely. I think we play a lot better than people expected when we were going to play.
Not as
many young people as were out there. And, you know, last year, I don't know about Nick and Forrest, but I've heard speak for all of us. It's just like, we were out there, you knew what, all you knew was what you had to do,
right,
and you tried to do it. And, you know, if you forget something and you can't figure out what you're supposed to do, you just totally forget it's over. But now we all know the defense. We know like, everybody's on the line supposed to do them, and the linebacker's supposed to do too. So it just helps you out just with the defense. I feel so much more comfortable.
Right.
I don't feel like I'm out there rushing, I'm out there panicking.
Right.
So that just helps you play faster.
Yeah, absolutely. Who's the leader on the defense? Who's the team leader? Who's the guy that you look to in the huddle to get you going?
Leaders, I think the leadership is pretty spread out. But like even from day one, I know like Curtis definitely and Will.
Yeah.
But they definitely they're the starters and they're starters for a reason. But especially Curtis, from day one I came up here, he's always been helping me out. And now even though I know most of the defense, if I know I don't know something, I know Curtis will know it. If Curtis don't know it, then nobody will. So
yeah.
I think that's how it goes. But definitely Curtis.
Exactly.
Especially personally for me.
Awesome.
What do you think about kind of you're going up against them every day? The offensive line, how are they progressing? And not only the ones, but the twos also. Who's kind of standing out?
I got the same question a couple of days ago. And like I said, like even more than just an individual person, I think like as a whole unit, they're getting better. Like they block better, they're pass protecting better. And it's a lot of competition in the trenches. So Monday when we get full pads, it should be
a lot of fun. I bet you're excited for that.
Absolutely.
Any true freshmen, incoming freshmen, stick out in your mind? Anybody make a big, big
the running backs? 33 right now, and Trey from North Carolina.
Yeah,
he's from Alabama. Those two guys are looking good in there.
Yeah, a few of those guys are gonna play right away. Yeah. So
exactly,
yeah,
exactly. We need a bruiser in the inside for rushing, so they definitely got a chance to play. But I think all the freshmen are doing well, man. You're getting. Especially, you've just been working out like during the summer, but now just the third day, you got to throw all this stuff in the book. Your playbook's like this thick.
Yeah.
And you worry about what you got to do. So I think everybody's handling it well. They just got to get into the speed.
How much more comfortable do you feel this year compared to last year at this time? Can you imagine where you came?
So much more comfortable. No stress. Like, remember last year, going to sleep in the dorms and stressing and staying up till like 1 o'clock trying to study plays because you want to do it right, especially since I knew I had a chance to play last year.
Right.
So, you know, you got all that pressure. But now, I guess the only pressure would be trying to get back from an injury. But now I feel comfortable out there. I'm not ever second-guessing myself on my knee. And I feel so much more comfortable with the players lets me play faster. So that's
awesome.
What do you think about you've been here for a while now. What do you think about Colorado and Boulder? It's obviously a little bit different.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I love Boulder. I think Boulder is the greatest place. Anytime anybody asks me about Boulder, I say it's great. It's not, well, besides the mountains, it's not too much different from Holland and a lot more stuff to do. But but I mean, I think it's great. The people are great. People are excited. The fans are great. And we're just trying to get some wins, and for us and the fans especially, so we can have a lot more fun.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Well, it's nice to meet you, and we appreciate you taking the time.
Good luck, man.
I told